Welcome to the Weekly Radio Spin, a look at the stories behind the news, brought to you by the Center for Media and Democracy. I'm Diane Farsetta.
And I'm Judith Sears Poisson. In our top spin, the United States needs a new propaganda agency. That's according to former Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. Rumsfeld called for a, quote, 21st century agency for global communications, end quote, while speaking at a conference titled Network-Centric Warfare 2008. Rumsfeld explained that the U.S. government must get involved because, quote, private media does not get up in the morning and say, what can we do to promote the values and ideas that the free Western nations believe in, end quote.
China needs more propaganda, too. That's according to President Hu Jintao, who recently urged Communist Party officials to, quote, perform well the task of outward propaganda, further exhibit and raise up the nation's good image, end quote. Chinese officials are reportedly frustrated that the 2008 Beijing Olympics has not yet resulted in much good press. That's because labor, environmental, and human rights activists are using the Olympics to call attention to China's poor record on those issues. But the Beijing Olympics organizers do have major public relations help. They've retained the Hill & Knowlton firm since 2006, while Ogilvy Public Relations Worldwide has done media trainings for local officials.
Connecticut cable television viewers, beware. That interview show you've seen may actually be a slick public relations video. Former TV reporter Doobie McDowell, who now runs her own public relations firm, co-hosts a sponsored segment. McDowell is identified on screen as a political analyst, though the video was produced for a law firm that's one of her PR clients. Her interviewees are two of the law firm's partners. Here's what the fake interview sounds like.
The Tabor land issue is well known to everyone in Brantford. The town lost a lawsuit filed by developers who felt the town officials had illegally taken land on which they planned to build housing. Town residents are now on the hook for the over $19 million judgment, and they're certain to see their property taxes rise.
Doobie McDowell admitted that viewers might be confused about whether she was appearing as a journalist or a PR professional, but she stressed that the end of the video mentions that her client paid for the segment.
The pharmaceutical companies Merck and Schering Plow are in damage control mode. The drug makers recently released a two-year-old study that showed that Vytorin, a cholesterol drug that the two co-market, is not effective at reducing fatty plaque buildup in arteries. Public health advocates and members of Congress criticized the companies for hiding the study results while aggressively promoting Vytorin with television spots and other direct-to-consumer advertising. Merck and Schering Plough responded by pulling their TV ads, though the print ads continue. They also took out full-page newspaper ads that seek to reassure their consumers. The ads refer to the damning information about Vytorin as, quote, a single study that has generated a lot of confusion, end quote.
The private military company Blackwater has hired more lobbyists. They retained the firm Womble, Carlyle, Sandridge & Rice to promote the company in Washington, D.C., Blackwater adds the new firm to its other current lobbyists, CNM Capital Link and Gregory F. Hahn. The move comes after the Associated Press reported that Blackwater repaired and repainted its trucks after its contractor shot and killed 17 Iraqis in Baghdad's Nisour Square last September. A Blackwater spokesperson said the truck repairs were, quote, done at the government's direction, end quote, but they destroyed vital evidence.
And now it's time to play 6 Degrees of Spin and Fagin, our look at the connections between media manipulators. Earlier, we mentioned Donald Rumsfeld's call for a new propaganda agency. If that sounds familiar, it might be because Rumsfeld helped launch the Pentagon's Office of Strategic Influence shortly after the September 11th terrorist attacks. The office's goal was to plant news stories and misinformation in friendly and unfriendly countries. To help set up the office, the Pentagon hired the PR firm Rendon Group. The Rendon Group has frequently supported U.S. military operations in countries including Iraq, Colombia, Haiti, and Kosovo. Rendon also worked for the U.S. Navy to increase support among local residents for military training on the island of Vieques, Puerto Rico. So there are just 3 steps between Rumsfeld's call to win the war of ideas in the Muslim world and the U.S. military's desire to keep bombing U.S. residents.
That's this week's edition of the Weekly Radio Spin. For more information, visit the Center for Media and Democracy's website at www.prwatch.org.